Okay, hello, my name's Vidya Mala, and I'm recording this in Gelsenkirchen in northern Germany, where I'm staying for a week to lead a breathworks retreat. Well, we didn't lead it in Gelsenkirchen. We led it in a very beautiful area of the Eifel area of Germany. But this weekend, Sona and I are staying with Tanya Stepanovic and Abida in Gelsenkirchen, and this is Tanya's very delightful flat. So we're sitting on the balcony. I'm sitting on the balcony. And Abide is moving around in the background, bringing out the Brötchen, lovely bread rolls, and we've got a table spread of the classic German breakfast that will take us quite some time to plough our way through, which is brilliant. Gelsenkirchen's very near Essen, in the, I think it's called the Ruhr area. I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it, but never mind. So, yeah, the first thing I'd like to do is just say that I think this International Urban Retreat is a really wonderful idea, really fantastic initiative, and I'm very happy to support it by doing this little interview. And I'm assuming that most people will be watching this during the week of the Urban Retreat. And so I'd just like to really wish you great satisfaction with your practice this week, and to help you recognise what I intend to be practising alongside you during that week, to the best of my ability. I think one of the great things about the FWO is the sense of Sangha, and it's very, very difficult to practise the Dharma in my experience, very difficult to change my mind, change my habits, get out of bed and meditate. You know, you could say it's the most difficult thing a human being can do, to really come to grips with one's mental, emotional and physical habits. But we have a Sangha, we have a community within which to practice, which makes it easier. And I think this idea of the whole world being connected up in this way is really fantastic. Oops, the strawberries have just arrived in the background, and coffee. So I have to finish this interview soon to get on with the important business of breakfast. Anyway, I thought what I'd do is just tell you a little bit about how I practice awareness in my life in Manchester, which is where I live. I gather that the theme of the retreat is awareness, so thought I'd say a bit about that. Perhaps the first thing to say is that I've got a spinal injury, so I live with quite a high level of pain all the time, and mobility problems. And I've learned that awareness is perhaps the key thing that determines whether I have a decent quality of life or not. So I used to force myself out of bed very early, and I don't do this anymore because I realise that there's a certain amount of strain involved that just led to problems later in the day. So what I do now is I usually get out of bed at about 8 o'clock in the morning, something like that, and I meditate for 40 minutes to an hour on a good day. On a bad day, when my pain's bad, I might only meditate for 20 minutes. Of course, some days I don't meditate at all in the mornings if my pain's very bad, but then I'll try and lie in bed and be aware of my breath, my body, the sensations of pain, and try and not react to these sensations. And I find that very helpful, actually, that even when I can't sit upright, I can still bring awareness to my experience and try to be as sort of in my body as possible and relaxed as possible. So let's assume it's a reasonably good day. So I've got out of bed, I've meditated perhaps 40 minutes, I chant the refuges and precepts, I'll often do a Dharma reading beforehand. I'm very inspired indeed at the moment by mind training from the Tibetan tradition, which is a very precise teaching on how to work with difficulties, so I find it very helpful with my situation. So I'll try to sort of breathe in my sense of difficulty and breathe out kindliness and awareness towards my experience, and then I'll do that towards other people in the metta bhavana. After my meditation, I'll generally do my exercises. I've got some mindful movements that I do based on yoga and Pilates, so I'll do these. I quite often will put Radio 4 on as I'm doing that and listen to the morning sort of documentary programs on Radio 4, which are very, very good. It would be better if I didn't put the radio on. I can see that, if I could just sort of be with myself. But to be quite honest, I find the movements, the yoga, quite boring. So I put the radio on sometimes as a form of, well, it just helps me enjoy the experience a bit more. And then at 10 o'clock in the morning, my carer or personal assistant will arrive. I have someone that comes in 5 days a week to help me, and they'll get my breakfast and make my bed, sort out some practical things in my home. And then I'll have my breakfast, and then I'll deal with my, it's quite a complex business dealing with my body in the morning, bodily function, so I'll do that for about an hour. And to be honest, that takes me often up to nearly midday. So the first half of the day really is just dealt with getting myself up, meditating, doing exercises, and so on. And then I'll usually spend a bit of time on my computer, checking my emails, doing some other little jobs that I need to do. I find that if I sit at the computer too long, it's not good for me, so I use a timer, which is a way of bringing mindfulness into my daily life. So I'll just sit for 20 minutes at my computer, and then I'll sort of move about, move my body, perhaps go outside and look at my garden, have a cup of tea and so on, have a lie down. So I'll do this sort of working for a little bit and then moving about for a little bit for the rest of the morning. I usually have lunch at about 1:30, something like that. And then after lunch, I always do a body scan every day. So a body scan's a meditation where one lies down and you just take your awareness to all the different parts of the body. I find this very, very helpful indeed to maintain positive mental states. And breakfast is definitely ready in the background, so I had to bring this to a close shortly. Anyway, the body scan, back to the body scan. It's a way of bringing awareness to my body and my mental states, and I find that it interrupts the tendency to get tense and aversive as the day goes on to my experience. So I find it extremely beneficial to do the body scan. So I've built this into my day a little bit like cleaning my teeth. It's that important. It's just part of my daily routine to do my body scan after lunch. And then I'll maybe do more work, maybe see a friend, maybe go to the health club and have a swim. And then in the evening, I'll go over to my community. So I live in a women's community in Manchester, but I live in a separate little house. But I have my evening meal with my community, so I'll go over to the community for a meal. And then I really very much enjoy that, just being with my friends, talking about how our day's been, maybe aspects of the Dharma, that sort of thing. And then one night we have community evening there, which is really excellent. We'll usually share a little bit about ourselves, talk a little bit about community business, do some chanting. Very, very enjoyable. We've got a really excellent community. The main work that I do is with Breathworks, which is a project that I founded several years ago, which is teaching awareness practices to people with difficulty. Very much an expression of my Buddhist practice, my Dharma practice. I really love it, actually. Work with excellent people like Sona, Tanya and Abida. Oh, they've started their breakfast in the background now. They've lost patience. So, and I'm rather hungry. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, Breathworks, back to Breathworks. Yes, so mainly I sometimes lead courses with other people in Manchester. We do 8-week courses for people. And then I also do a number of training events a year. So we go to Tariloka 5 times a year. We're in Germany at the moment. We're going to Sweden in August. Do something in Australia or New Zealand early next year. So I found Breathworks very integrating. It's a way of bringing my years of meditation practice, Buddhist practice, together with my experience of living with chronic pain to help people who want to take responsibility for their minds, want to take responsibility for the way they respond to the difficult conditions of their lives. We don't call it a Buddhist course. It's open to anybody, regardless of their religious feelings. But a number of people that come on Breathworks courses then go on to Buddhist centres to learn about the Buddha's Dharma, the Buddha's teachings. And in fact, a number of people have gone on to ask for ordination into the Western Buddhist Order, which I find very, very rewarding. Breathworks can really help you deal with your difficulties, but it's not going to take you all the way to enlightenment in an explicit sense, because we don't teach the full Buddhist path. So I see it very much as a doorway into Buddhism if people are interested, and it's a right livelihood project. So that's my day. It's not a bad life. Usually I'm quite happy with my life. I've got a lot of very dear friends, and I get the opportunity to have fantastic breakfast in Germany with my other friends. So have a really great week. Thank you.